Well, our change in the winds occurring now. Yesterday was a transition day where we have the showers closer to the coast early on and shift well inland and intensify and become thunderstorms through the afternoon. In fact, the beaches totally escaped the rain yesterday for the first time in several days, and that will be the pattern now all the way into the weekend. Most beaches stay dry, not necessarily completely dry, though, because of the wind off the Atlantic out of the east and southeast. There may be a shower storm that first starts at or at least very near the beach during the morning hours. And then by late morning and noon, let's say roughly 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, maybe as late as 2, the showers and thunderstorms will start to increase and push a little more inland. It'll be most prevalent up and down the I-95 corridor and about 10 to 15 miles either side of Interstate 95. And then from there, the shift is even more inland to the west of Highway 301 by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's good for the afternoon commute, at least locally in the exact, right in the metro area. Now, west of Jacksonville, not so much, but in the metro area, most of the showers and storms should have pushed west by the time we get to the late day commute. And that's good for schools, too. Finally, don't have to worry too much from I-95 to the beaches about to getting out of school and having to deal with storms. That's not the case, though, for areas more inland. And the pattern holds then right through tomorrow. So we're looking at additional rainfall amounts in what's been a wet week so far of likely less than a half inch for the beaches, a half inch to an inch locally more up and down I-95, and as much as another 2 to 4 inches west of Highway 301. So that becomes our focus now for the heaviest and strongest storms when we get into the especially afternoon hours. Temperatures will at least be held in check to some degree, no pun intended, of course, given that we're going to have more cloud cover and scattered showers and storms. Highs in the upper 80s. We still ought to be 90 to 92 this time of year. And nighttime lows will stay very warm and muggy in the 70s. Now, as we get into the weekend and early next week, the overall weather pattern looks at least a little bit drier. That also means a little bit hotter. Still a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms generated by the sea breeze, but the activity should not be as widespread or as persistent as what we're seeing this week. So that pushes temperatures to near 90 Saturday and into the lower 90s by Sunday and Monday. Still a little bit cooler at the beaches thanks to a wind off the Atlantic, but of course water temperatures are in the mid-80s, so it's not as cooling as it could be, say, during the spring or in the early summer, and of course as we get very late into the season when we get into October and November. So in the tropics, we continue to monitor a couple of tropical waves, but I don't suspect that any of these develop anytime real soon. We do have a spin north of Puerto Rico and east of the Bahamas, but that's with an upper-level low that should gradually turn more northward with time. Showers and storms have been rather persistent with this feature, but there's nothing at the surface, so we don't expect this to really develop, and if so, looks like it would stay east of the U.S. We have a tropical wave getting ready to move into the Caribbean over the next couple of days. Conditions don't look really particularly favorable anytime soon for that wave, but next week, if it can hold together and not have too much land interaction, there might be some potential in the Northwest Caribbean and or Gulf of Mexico. That would not be until next week, though, so we should be good on that one for a while yet. We have multiple waves coming off the coast of Africa, as we should this time of year. Keep in mind, only about 10 to 20% of tropical waves that come off the coast of Africa develop into a tropical storm or a hurricane, so the majority do not. But still, it's an area to watch this time of year. And that's a system. There's several waves that are coming off the coast of Africa now that will likely end up becoming named, but will be staying way out over the central and eastern Atlantic for the next week or so. By the end next week, and especially the week thereafter, so Labor Day week, it might be a little bit different ball game when it comes to the threats from the tropics, but that's still quite some time off, obviously. And the question will be, can we get all the way through Wednesday without a named storm over the Atlantic? And if so, it'll be only the third time since 1961. That's a pretty stunning stat, actually, and especially considering the last week of August is rather notorious. We talked about it yesterday, being the 30-year anniversary for Hurricane Andrew hitting South Florida as a Cat 5. And now, 5 years ago today, Harvey hit the southeast coast of Texas as a Category 4. It was the first Category 4 hit in nearly 50 years on Texas. And it ended up stalling, Harvey did, dumping the biblical amounts of rain in the Houston metro area and other parts of southeast Texas, even as far east as Louisiana. But not so much now. And in fact, I tweeted out yesterday the accumulated cyclone energy, which is just a fancy name for how active the tropics have been. It's metrics that are based on how long or when a storm develops, how many there are, and how long they last. And of course, given that we've only had three named storms and they've been very short-lived, we wouldn't expect very high ACE numbers. And right now it's about 25% of average for the Atlantic Basin. And in some cases, even lower than that now as we continue to get deeper into the season. And the globe as a whole is way below average. So pretty interesting. I tweeted those numbers out yesterday morning. And how about sunrise and sunset? Numbers are interesting. Our sunrise now is still was 6:59 this morning, but it becomes 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And so we're done with sunrises before 7 a.m. now until, of course, next summer. Sunset now, it became before 8 p.m. on Tuesday and is 7:58 p.m. today. So we're done with sunsets after 8 p.m. So days are definitely getting shorter, losing a couple of minutes every day. And here over the next few weeks, that becomes about 3 minutes of daylight we're losing every day. So you notice it, I'm sure, now in the early mornings and also in the early evenings. I've posted info about that in the Burrish blog. Also, Clay County is giving out some hurricane kits. That's on Sunday. Information in the Burrish blog. And fall foliage, yeah, believe it or not, at least at the northern latitudes, they're within 4 to 6 weeks of the change of the leaves. And so there's ways you can do a little leaf peeping. That's posted in the Burrish blog and, of course, updated every single day during the hurricane season. Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great day with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.